Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the show, Video Next Best, live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Frankie B, of Frankie Sun. Okay, which is my musical moniker. It is January Wednesday, the 25th. We are going live on MNN this coming Saturday, January the 28th, celebrating 27 years. This show is actually running 5 years on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, and tonight we'll be talking Oscar nominations and the snubs and some movie reviews, actually quite a few movie reviews. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the Oscar nominations, and I'm going to put in the movie reviews as we go along. Okay, just a quick announcement, updated the website. Starting in January, on Sundays, is going to be live from Brooklyn, from our Brooklyn Studio of Music, and what we're doing is we're having a we're actually putting cameras into the studio. So we're going to go live starting in February. And I think the next radio show will give you more details, just to let you know, heads up. If you want to see the show, it's going to be like 10-minute increments, like Facebook Live, which is about 10 minutes. Little snippets on Instagram and Twitter. Now, if you belong to one of those four, you'll be fine because Facebook Live, I might do Google Hangouts also. That's also be like another 10 minutes. And what the way that's going to work is basically we do about 10 minutes on the middle of the Sunday afternoon, and we just let everybody know it's up and coming, or we're live, you know, through Twitter or whatever, or, you know, up and coming, or it's already been taped and you missed it. It's just, you know, it'll be just repeated throughout the day, then into the week. And so if you belong to one of the four, Facebook Live is about 10 minutes, and then I'll probably edit from there and put on Instagram, because Instagram only has about a minute or two. But anyway, you get the idea. That's what's going to happen. I'll get more details in February, about in a week or two, when we start expanding on that idea. But that's where we're going, because a lot of people have been asking about the music. What happened to all your specials? You got Zilla and King Kong specials. Well, and your Star Trek special, what happened with that? Star Trek, I want to do when they Star Trek Discovery premieres. They keep pushing it back. So just before that show premieres, I'll be doing my special. First, I'll be the original Captain Kirk shows, then Next Generation, then the movies, then the rest of everything else. Specials, just in March, just before King Kong comes out, and then at the same time, Godzilla, Shin Godzilla, the new Japanese version of Godzilla, will also come out on Blu-ray also in March. So look for those specials, especially King Kong Godzilla will be the first specials I'll be doing. Be concentrated in February. March will be King Kong Godzilla, and April will be going into Star Trek. Okay, I'm just trying to time the whole thing. Okay, and as most of you know, because of the work I'm doing on background work, I'm working with a superhero right now. He's got claws. Anyway, and I'm not allowed to talk about it whatsoever because we kind of finished filming early, and we're still going to go back Thursday, Friday. Then we find out we're going to be continuing next week. We got extended. Now, people ask, what happened to you on the path and the deuce? We're not allowed to talk about anything. They're changing the rules a lot. I can talk about these shows after the fact. As a matter of fact, the next show, I can talk about Blue Bloods because that was an episode where I'm in the scene with Donnie Wahlberg. And that's already been on TV. Then I can show a snapshot of that, and I post that on my blog. Before that, I cannot talk about it. So all these shows are going to finally premiere. Jennifer Lopez, I did a show with her, an episode with them, Shades of Blue. It's not premiering until March. An episode we did with her, cannot talk about it until that show premieres. And then once it shows on TV, I can take a screenshot, and then I can show it. All these projects is after the fact. And until the Deuce premieres, I cannot talk about the scene I did with James Franco. That are the rules. They're getting very strict. what's the Gilmore Girls? I forget the Melissa somebody. Anyway, and she was actually on the set, you know, the reunion show, and they took she tried to take pictures, and security came over. She said, "You know who I am? I'm the star of the show." Said, "Sorry, that is the rules. We don't care who you are." Warner Brothers said, "No pictures. I want to take pictures of me and my girls." "No, you cannot. That's the star of the show. That's how strict they are." Okay, so everybody been asking about that. As soon as these shows start premiering this in the next couple of months, then I can start talking about it. Okay, so let's get right into Oscar nominations. Okay, all I can say is this. Now, if somebody listened to my last radio show, I mentioned this. Fisher, then Debbie Reynolds passed away. I mentioned about Debbie Reynolds, her book, Make Him Laugh, Make Him Laugh, Make Him Laugh. And when reviewing that book, she talks all about the old school. This is what Carrie Fisher said, that, you know, I grew up with all these famous people, but to me, it was just my mom's friends. You know, too many names to mention, but, you know, she grew up with all these stars. And Debbie Reynolds was talking about it in a book, and it's very, very old school. And I said in the book, a lot of these stars were in movies that, they were movie stars, and they were actors, and these were movies. These were Oscar potential movies. The most famous one of hers. Okay, she was nominated for the incredible Molly Brown. Molly Brown, of course, was the woman who had to be saved on from Titanic. It was an actual character, which was played by Kathy Bates in the film Titanic, with, directed by James Cameron. I appreciate they got 13 nominations and won 12. Same thing like Lord of the Rings, which got like over 10. Got nominated for 12, 13, won over 10. And, you know, in Singing in the Rain, here they are. Gene Kelly never got an Academy Award. And she's in this musical. And I said, you know, all these films nowadays can't compare to the old school. Then I found out that La La Land got nominated for 14 awards. What the fuck is that about? Sorry, I don't curse, but when I'm mad, I am mad. And I dropped the F-bomb. La La Land does not deserve 14 nominations. I am sorry. This may, the ultimate film that won 14 awards was all about Eve. It's about actors in the Hollywood business. And, of course, you know, Hollywood, like, to address that. When I go live, I will bring up the Blu-ray, which I brought, and it won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. It was called The Artist. Does anybody remember that? That was paying a tribute to the silent era, and it was done really great. I mean, they really got it down packed, and it didn't make that much money in the box office. James Cromwell, of course, from you Star Trek fans. John Goodman, Saturday Night Live, and a bunch of other stuff. Michael McDowell, Caligula. Caligula, and what was the other movie again? You know what I'm talking about. I want to say it. Clockwork Orange. Yes, okay. Excellent movie. The Artist. And again, it's paying tribute to Hollywood. But La La Land, 14 nominations. That is ridiculous for other movies. You know, deserve more. But live show at MNN, I give it a 3 out of 5. I know it's a musical. I can, you know, put up with it, but not 14 nominations. Really overrated. People are just jumping heads over heels. So let me go, starting with that. Let's go right into the Oscar nominations. And I'm going to put my movie reviews at the same time. Ready? Here we go. Now, La La Land, 14 nominations. Overrated. Okay, I give it a 3 out of 5. Moonlight. Okay. Barry Jenkins, I believe his name is, the writer and director. Very honest, very brave, very courageous. Okay, talking about his life. I mean, he even wrote about his mom in real life. She was a crackhead. And really, Naomi Harris, I believe, was the actress. And the actor, who was also in Hidden Figures, I cannot pronounce his name. I'm sorry, he got nominated for supporting actor. My bad on that. He was good. The whole cast was good. Again, Moonlight. It's not the topic. It doesn't matter. You know, a kid growing up, you know, getting, realizing that he's gay and stuff like that. And, you know, being bullied and all, harassed and all that stuff. Okay. I think it's a very honest movie. Again, 3 out of 5. I don't see it as the best picture. It's more of an acting thing. La La Land is more of a cinematic visual kind of thing.
Good.
Okay, but I think it's just overrated. Moonlight, again, is a character study. Manchester, another character study, overrated. I don't say it is best picture either. Sorry. Now, when you compare it to Lawrence of Olivia, am I saying that right? No, of course not. Okay, The Godfather, Casablanca, Citizen Kane, which did not win Best Picture, of course, Citizen Kane, anytime Steven Spielberg gets stuck on how to do a certain sequence or film a scene or he wants to be tricky, that's his Bible. He goes to Citizen Kane and he just steals left and right. Well, he's going to steal from the best, what the hell, right? And I mentioned that so many times before. At the end of Citizen Kane, the camera pulls back. You see all the treasure that this guy collected. He was supposed to be a rich man, and the camera focuses on Roosevelt. And Roosevelt was a little toy car. Okay, and of course, when the camera pulls back in Indiana Jones, you see all the treasures in the warehouse. That's where Steven Spielberg got it from. Okay, Kane, a classic. The Bridge over River Kwai. I'm looking at Stanley Kubrick, 2001. Okay, I mentioned The Godfather, legendary King Kong. Okay, I mean, there's so many movies. The list goes on and on. And again, these pictures are not up there with that. Manchester is. Go to IMDb, and everybody really hates Casey Affleck. Oh, man, a one note performance. As a matter of fact, Saturday Night Live did a thing on that where the Indian dude, the little show, little Indian dude, really funny comedian. He hosted. He did a good opening monologue, and the cops took him in and said, "This guy does not like La La Land, but it's not a big deal." That is funny because he represents a lot of people who do not want to. You know me, I go against the grain. I don't care. You know, I'm in the business, so I can say it. I didn't like La La Land. I kind of did. No big deal. Meh. Who cares? 14 awards, no way. Moonlight, Best Picture, no way. Manchester, no way. Okay, now talk about acting. The one picture I did say, and I stuck to my guns, for best acting is Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Viola Davis should have got best actress, not supporting. Unfortunately, Octavia Spencer got nominated for Hidden Figures, and not Kevin and not Cookie. Cookie from Empire. I always have a hard time pronouncing her name, so I don't want to offend anybody. Let's just say Cookie. Again, Fences is more of a character study, but those are two best actors. I cannot see Emma Stone winning for best actor and actresses. The best actor right there is Denzel. I stuck to my gun. He got nominated. Viola got nominated. Okay. That's my best picture of this year for 2017, Hidden Figures. I put the poster up. When I put the poster up on my blog, that means that is, I am psyched, okay? And I put that up. That got me a lot of hits, by the way. I didn't expect that. I figured, chicks, NASA, boring. That particular blog, which was the blog before the last one I just put up. The last blog I put up was The Last Jedi poster. The one before that was Hidden Figures, which I love. That's a 5 out of 5, okay? I thought Kevin Cookie would get nominated, but Octavia Spencer saved the day, supporting actress. Yes, unfortunately, she's in the same category as Viola Davis. That sucks. But as far as best actress, Meryl Streep, so she can make another speech and rub it in somebody's face. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, Meryl Streep, biggest nominated actress of all time. So as far again, Fences is not best picture, it's a character study, but Denzel should get that damn Oscar. Okay, now the rest of best picture nominations. Okay, so real quick, La La Land 3 out of 5, Moonlight 3 out of 5, Manchester 3 out of 5. Performances was good, but it's a character study, not best picture. Okay, Hidden Figures should have got best picture. Why? I did not. It's a real feel-good movie, and there's certain instances where people say, well, they're kind of pushing the overtones about racial equality, you know, they're being females, they're being black. Sheldon. That's right, Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons. And he looked at her and said, "Who's doing my figures? Double checking my figures." He's the rocket engineer. And Kevin Costner says, "She is. Who is she?" And he doesn't look at her because she's black. Don't forget this was in the 60s. Tension and all that. He should look like the female. Okay? And at the end, he really mixed it up, though. Kind of surreally. I don't want to spoil it. I thought, and the way they did it was so on the plate, but you got the point. I thought it was really effective, you know? Then, "I'm sorry, I'm going to make it up to you. Big orchestra. Da, da, da." Nothing like that. It was done really, really well. Hidden Figures, there's one picture you want to see. You want to see Denzel Fences. It's kind of long. It kind of drags a little bit. Okay, but you want to see, this is filmmaking 101. You want to become an actor? You want an inspiration? Plus performances. Boom. Hidden Figures, best picture all around. It's funny. It's dramatic. It's sad. It's kind of, there's some tense moments because of the whole racial thing. I mean, you know me. A lot of the pictures I've been picking 4 out of 5. I find a fault somewhere. Could not find fault with Hidden Figures. So at once, got a friend, she wants to go see it. I'm going to treat her to it. That's how good I love this movie. Okay. Hacksaw Ridge, next one. I'm trying to go in order, but I'm kind of trying to squeeze as much as I can, 30 minutes. Okay, let me just make this announcement. This is part one you listen to. I'm not going to get to the rest of the nominations. And I got so many movie reviews. So today's Wednesday. Hopefully, one picture. Hacksaw Ridge. Mel got it for Best Director and Best Picture, I said. And Andrew got it for Best Actor. Yes. He made the smart move of dropping Spider-Man. You know, he had a big thing about Sony, and Sony was pissed off because they didn't want to show up. Well, anyway. Hacksaw Ridge. I said that was for Best Picture and Best Director. They both got the nods. So, I got my mail in there. Yes. Picture, by the way. Hell or High Water. Best Picture, again, it's a character study, but Jeff Bridges did get nominated for Best Supporting Actor, something else I was supporting for the longest. I saw this movie a long time ago. I mentioned it once. Somebody was interested. I'm glad this got for Best Picture. Maybe that may be a little bit of a stretch, but it's a lot better than the other films. Okay, and see what's the other ones I got. Last but not least, Fences. No. Okay, I mentioned Fences. That is 4 out of. It's just the movie kind of drags. Hacksaw Ridge, 4 out of 5. I had a problem with Vince. Comedian, if they did try to do a dramatic part, but that's okay. Hell or High Water, I give that a 4 out of 5. Out of the park. And Chris Pine was really good. And I forgot the other actor's name. Oh, he played Angel in X-Men. He's come a long way. 5, La La Land 3, Manchester 3, Moonlight K. The one that did get nominated, and I have not been supporting this film whatsoever, considering it's about aliens, UFOs, and it's sci-fi. And I said, this is the sci-fi channel. It's called Arrival. I'm glad Amy Adams, she was looking at a plate glass window with octopus throwing squid marks. It's overrated. This movie does not belong in Best Picture. I barely gave this a 3. It's actually a 2. It was boring. It turns out to be a love story, for crying out loud. Looking at a water tank, looking at an octopus movie. Only at the end, it kind of caught up a little bit of tension in the last 15 minutes. The next thing you know, the movie's over. That's it. What the hell was that about? So Arrival is one picture that doesn't belong up there. What should have been up there? Deadpool. And Deadpool got dissed all around. Wolverine and Deadpool get together and make a picture. Now, did anybody see that picture of Wolverine, Pierce Brosnan, James Bond? And, of course, Ryan Reynolds, all three of them together in the picture. Hint, 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 nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You never know. But anyway, Arrival should have that picture. Okay, the one picture I cannot talk about is Lion. I am very honest. I saw everything else. I didn't get a chance to see it. Now, I work with all the background actors on this project produced by 20th Century Fox. I can say that. It's a major motion picture. I can say that. So there's about over 200 of us. We all buses Mouse Street at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the drive was over to the studio. And there's a couple of buses, a whole shitload of buses going over to the studios on Brooklyn Navy Yard, which they're located at. And there's about 200 extras per day as background actors. So a lot of them I do know because, you know, we've always bumped the same faces for different projects. A lot of them did see Lion and said, Frank, that's in the top five. And they all agreed the same thing, better than Moulin Manchester and La La Land. That's what I heard about Lion. Out of all the top 10 pictures, these are my three. Hell or High Water, Hacksaw Ridge, Fences. Maybe Lion, but I haven't seen it, so I've got to be honest. Maybe, yes, Frank, that, knowing you, that will be in your top five. Guess what? I'm running out of time, believe it or not. True Effects. Deepwater Horizon, Rogue One. Yes. I'm looking at my chart over here. Silence. I did give Silence 3 out of 5. I did say Corsese in my last blog. Hopefully it will get recognized. I saw that. Very sad, very depressing, a lot of torture. Okay. With Chamberlain, it was a 7-part series on NBC. They squished it all together. I think it's available on DVD, Blu-ray, and like a 2-hour version, really condensed. Well, basically, the Portuguese landed in Japan, Samurai Japan, back in the 1800s, and they brought Christian and the Spanish language. Japanese pan is bread. Their pan is also bread. That's right. Spanish bread in Spanish is, or Latino, is bread. Pan is bread. And Japanese pan is also bread. So Portuguese had the influence of Japanese culture with some Japanese names, Japanese sayings that came from Latin. But they also had an influence on in Christianity, and they went against the Bushido and Shizu cult in Japan. They were really pissed off because a lot of them were not paying attention to them. And so they put Christianity illegal. A lot of people who still practice it were getting punished, and that's what the movie's about, 3 hours of punishment. The thing is, it was a great-looking picture, and it did get it for cinematography, and I gave it 3 out of 5, and I said, maybe Marty should have got an Oscar nod. Okay, he didn't get it, but still got recognized. So I did call that one and said, maybe it should be recognized for something. It was for cinematography. And again, Andrew, Mr. Spider-Man himself, he did a great job. Adam Driver was in it. He didn't last long. He bites the big one in the film. Oops, spoiler alert for you Adam Driver fans. Don't be disappointed. Now you know. He gets tortured. Poor guy. Silence got in there. Elisa got nominated for cinematography. My only problem with the film, it was a little bit too long. It is called Silence because there's no musical soundtrack whatsoever. The movie ends. Andrew is a priest and stays in Japan at the end. Spoiler alert. Because there's a lot of torture. He doesn't die in anything. He dies an old man. Okay, just to let you know. So do you think, oh, wait, does he get to, if he gets killed, I don't want to see the film. No, he lives. And he does find Liam Neeson. That's what the whole movie is about. He goes on the journey to find Liam Neeson. He finds Liam Neeson, and Liam Neeson is okay. So it does end kind of like in a passive note, but kind of sad because after Japan, he gets stuck there. I didn't want to spoil it for you, but it's not. Nobody, Liam and Andrew do not die at the end of the movie. That really would have been a bummed out, okay? So if you're still curious to see the movie, if anything, just wait for Netflix or whatever. But I still recommend it. But, yeah, there's no soundtrack. So at the end, hey, I'm stuck in Japan. The titles go up. All you hear is crickets. There is no music whatsoever. There's no credits at the beginning. Right into the picture. But, okay. Let me see how much time I got. Let me go back to Black Talk Radio. Okay. And, okay. Here we go. Nocturnal Animals. Michael Shannon deserved it. Nat Aaron Taylor Johnson, he was a crybaby guy. He's like, I gotta get to my family. The soldier who wanted to get to his family. He also played Quicksilver and Marvel Avengers Ultron. And he's so much fun. But Quicksilver, anyway, and he won for Golden Globes. No, Michael Shannon should have got nominated for Golden Globe. He got nominated for this movie. The picture is good. I give it a 4 out of 5 only when they're talking, when they show Michael Shannon trying to find the bad guys. And then it goes back to Amy Adams again and the book. So it's going back and forth between her writing the book. Okay? So it's kind of split. Michael Shannon got that nominated. Yes. I'm going at the listing here. The one everybody thought was going to get nominated didn't. Live by Night. Godfather. I love gangster movies. He tried. The movie is just a you saw the trailer. You saw the movie. It is a yawner. Only at the Vivienne Hotel, there's a big shootout with machine guns and everything. That was really cool. So almost saved the movie, but not enough because the movie just dragged. It was just like, eh. Okay. Okay. I mentioned. Okay. Split. This weekend, $40 million. James McAvoy was excellent. He does 24, and at the end he turns into the Beast. That was the number 24 character. I'm not an M. Shyamalan fan. Never was. I think he's overrated. And the movie basically is kind of boring. What saves the film, I still give it a 3 out of 5, is James McAvoy. His performance was excellent. He plays all these nutty characters. He saved the movie just for his performance. Again, it's not a great picture, but his performance, again, saves the picture. He was really great. Maybe he should get a sci-fi award for best actor or something like that. Okay, real quick, Raspberry Awards, the Razzies. A bunch of film fans will get together and just they put down everything. They put down Zoolander 2. They put down Bad. Okay. The Razzies is kind of tongue-in-cheek. It just puts down everybody. They say, Suicide Squad got the Razzie nod for Worst Pictures. They just pick on everybody. Batman Superman wasn't that bad. Maybe that's when they give it the Razzies. But that's just tongue-in-cheek. But anyway, anything else this weekend? Okay, let me end with Trooper X. Vin Diesel is smiling because he comes back to a character 15 years later, and he's laughing his balls off. He's like, hey, look at me. I come back to a picture 15 years later. I'm getting paid mucho bucks, enjoying myself, and I have final laugh. The picture is okay. I gave it a 3 out of 5 only because at the end, they're fighting in an airplane. Yen, yes, that's right. IP man. They're enemies, but they join forces because they find out somebody else has been setting them up. They get together, and they fight the bad guy. It's like Vin did with The Rock in the Fast and Furious movie, I think number 5. Anyway, so they get together, and there's a big shootout. They do a Star Wars thing. Vin Diesel is an ensemble team. So the women are fighting on the ground. Donnie and Vin are fighting in an airplane. The plane loses control, and all of a sudden they're floating inside the plane. Tom Cruise should rip this off. Because they really did a great job. It's a great action sequence in the last 15 minutes of the movie. Should you spend money on Triple X? If you like Vin, you might like, and you like Donnie, you might like the film. But the last 15 minutes does make up for the film. The rest of the film, a lot of talking. And you saw the action sequence for the skiing in the water. That's over like in 2 minutes. But the last 15 minutes of the film was really great. Okay, everybody. We'll see you Saturday live on MNN on the 28th. And hopefully maybe I'll try to stick in another radio show. If not, I'll definitely do another radio show by the 30s, because I know I'm working on the 31st. Everybody, thanks for listening to the show. Sorry for the rush up. And see you live on MNN. And thanks for listening to this radio show. See you then. Bye.